Greetings in Jesus' name here this morning. It's good to be here. I have to admit, there's something about visiting in your neighbor churches that keeps you a little bit more in touch, and that's one part that I enjoy coming here. Maybe not as much standing up here, but I enjoy visiting and staying in touch. I would also just give you a personal invitation to come next Sunday at our open house. We have appreciated a lot of you visiting. Time we had meetings a week ago, many of you were there, and it feels good that we have room to accommodate a few more people and enjoy visitors. So we invite you to come. We also would just like to say we appreciate your generosity in providing the funds and also the help through our building project. It means a lot to us, and I guess you'll see some of those details in your business report, but we appreciate your generosities. Appreciated being here already this morning. One of the things that a phrase we've often heard when we study the Christmas story is wise men still seek him. And I think that's true today. Today I've chosen to look at an Old Testament character, King Asa by name in 2 Chronicles. I shared this parts of this sermon at the at Arlington recently, but there were also some different parts I never got to, and I'd like to look at some of those parts also that I shared there. In 2 Chronicles, basically his life consists of 2 Chronicles 14 through 16, three chapters here that we have. But one of the things that I noticed about this man is a man who was sold out to the Lord. That's how he started his life. But unfortunately, he left serving the Lord in his later years. And as I pondered that story, I had to look at my own personal life. What happened there? What am I doing any of the same things that King Asa did, and that he lost out in serving the Lord, that he looked elsewhere, that he had other gods? What lesson can I learn from that? It seemed like there's always things that we can learn from some of these characters. There are two verses that I would like to especially look at, and I'd just like to read those first. Chapter 15, verse 2, I'd like to point out, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, "Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you, while ye be with him, and if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you." This is a principle that we see frequently through the Old Testament, especially the children of Israel. The children of Israel seemed to prosper when they sought the Lord, when they sought his face, when they wanted to follow him. But as we all know, that there are frequently they left the Lord, they left from serving him, and that's when they started losing their battles. That's when they were conquered. When they started serving other gods, they lost out, and times were difficult for them. That's also a little bit how it is with us. I think times get pretty difficult when we forget the God in our life. I think that's one of the lessons that we can look at. We'd like to look at a bit more today. The other verse I'd like to look at is in 16, the first part of verse 9. Here it says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." When we have our hearts turned to the Lord, mighty things can happen. When we want to give him the credit, when we have that relationship with him, when we have sought him, the Lord can do wonderful things. It's not that we can do wonderful things, but the Lord can do wonderful things through us. And we will look at a number of other illustrations we have here in the Old Testament of people whose heart was turned toward God, and then we see how he showed himself strong. And I think for as Christians, we've all seen when we've really been involved in the Word. We've been on fire for the Lord, and we can just see how marvelous God works in the things that we're involved in. God loves to show himself strong. He likes to be there for us. He likes to show his power, to show his strength. And it seems like when we move away from him, we don't see that power. And so, I guess one of the titles that I'd have for today is God's Power, Are You Connected? Just to get a little better idea of this story, I'd like to read, first of all, chapter 14. I'd like to read that and make a few comments, and then read through the story of King Asa, and we'll see how he seemed so involved in the Lord, and how he seemed so attached, and then how he seemed to move away from that. And I think it serves as a warning for myself especially, and for you, that you can see where he was headed. Chapter 14, let's read. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places, and brake down the images and cut down the groves, and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandment. Also he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest, and he had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. Therefore he said unto Judah, Let us build these cities, and make about them walls and towers, gates and bars, while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought him, and he hath given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. And Asa had an army of men that bare targets and spears out of Judah, 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bare shields and drew bows, 280,000. All these were mighty men of valor. And there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian, with an host of 1,000,000. And 300 chariots, and came unto Mareshah. Then Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephathah at Mareshah. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee. And in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Jar. And the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. And they smote all the cities round about Jar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them, and they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceeding much spoil in them. They smote also the tents of cattle, and carried away sheep and camels in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. I like how we see that Asa was ambitious for the Lord. He didn't take the easy route when he became king. We notice one of the first things that he did is he got rid of all the strange gods. We've noticed also, as we look back at the children of Israel, often that was their downfall. They had lots of gods. They had many gods on the shelf. Well, we know that when Jesus Christ is Lord of our life, he is the only God. There's no shelf full of different gods to have. But we notice here that he got rid of all the strange gods. This was not a thing that gained him a lot of popularity. In fact, I'm sure it was quite difficult. These people were attached to their gods. But he got rid of those things because he was serving the Lord. He was faithful to the Lord, and he's seen those things that are a hindrance. As I make a personal application, do I have those gods that can hinder me? Are there things that I need to get rid of in my life? Things go well, we tend to forget God. King Asa did everything he could to take things for the Lord. He wanted to get all the hindrances out of the way. And we see how the Lord blessed him. He was free from wars because he served the Lord faithfully. He was connected to him. We also see that when he did have war, we notice here that we had an army of 580,000 men versus 1 million plus chariots. That sight, I can't imagine what it's like, but I know he felt outnumbered. And he asked the Lord, he said, "Lord, this is not my battle, it's yours. You can't do it for men, will you help me? Because we know we're outnumbered. There's no choice. 3 against 5, what are the chances?" Chances were pretty small. But he turned to the Lord for strength, he turned to the Lord for power. He knew where the power was. And God delivered. God showed himself strong in his behalf. There's times when we think that we can take things under control. We can change things. But it doesn't compare to the power that the Lord had. He could make numbers. No matter how lopsided it was, he could win the battle. There's times when we want to depend on our own things to determine the outcome. But God has so much more power. We see that God gave him a great victory. And King Asa gave him the credit for that. I really feel that he felt that God deserved the credit. He's seen what God could do, and there were much spoils. Now as we move on through King Asa's life, we had a lot of victory here. We move on into chapter 15. This is a little bit later. And we see some things happening here that maybe give us an indication that there's some areas that he was struggling in. But he seemed to take the words of the prophet very seriously and get his things back on track. Let's read chapter 15 here, and let's see this next chapter in his life. It says, "And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you. Will ye be with him? And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexation were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, on the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered unto the Lord the same time of the spoil which they had brought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul, that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swore unto the Lord with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart, and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. And also concerning Maacah, the mother of Asa the king, he removed her from being queen, because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa cut down her idol and stamped it and burned it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. And he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated, and that he himself dedicated, silver and golden vessels. And there was no more war unto the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Here we see a man who was reminded to serve the Lord, and he took it seriously. In fact, very seriously. Those who did not serve him faithfully were to be killed. They were to be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. They determined to be faithful to the Lord. And here we see kind of a revival in King Asa's heart. He's seen what he should do, and he did it. Even his mother, he removed her from being queen because she had other idols. You know, King Asa went all out for the Lord. He wanted to make sure that all the idols were removed before he served him. But yet we see later, instead of reading the 16th chapter, I'll talk a little bit about what happened there. We see how King Asa again moved away from the Lord, and he had a big battle coming up. Instead of King Asa seeking the Lord's help as he had earlier, he talked to the king of Syria for help, because he knew Syria had many men, and with his numbers he could win the battle. But God's judgment was very severe on King Asa for this. And if you think about it, what was God's feelings toward King Asa after all he had done for him? Many blessings he had given, many battles he had won for him. And then what does King Asa do? He relied on his own strength and the strength of men instead of turning to God. And you know, I see myself. There are times when things go well. We think everything is under control. And it's easy for us to think about the importance of being connected to God's power. We move away from that. And we rely on our own strength. And that's what we have happened here. God's judgment on King Asa was very severe as well. For about 3 years, he had gotten a serious disease in his feet. Serious, they call it a case of gout. It's a very painful disease. And he ended up dying because of that disease, a very painful death. And it says, because he sought the physicians rather than the Lord for his healing. He had moved so far away from the Lord that he didn't even seek the Lord's help in his difficult times. The judgment for not seeking the Lord is rather severe. And I'm challenged with that. Do I seek the Lord in all those things? The Lord even reminded him, King Asa, look of all the things that I've done for you. Remember that battle I won for you when you were outnumbered. Why have you left me? And that's why we have in verse 9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. The Lord is looking for people like you, like me, to be strong in him so that he can show himself strong, so he can show his power. You know, the questions I have to ask myself, what caused Asa to turn away from this great God? Why did he leave the faith? Do we want to make a difference in this world? Do we want God's power? Then we have to be attached to him. We've got to let him show himself strong in our behalf. One of the things that we see here had to think of Exodus 20, verse 5, that what we have here is a jealous God. He wants everything that we've got. Exodus 25 says, "Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of thy fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." God cannot be just one God on a shelf of many gods. He can be the one God, the only God that we have. He is a jealous God. I have to think of several illustrations of a God showing himself strong. Some Bible stories that we know well of. I think of Daniel. Now, this happened approximately 400 years after this happened. But Daniel, as he was criticized for his praying, and how he was told that he was going to be thrown into the lion's den, didn't seem to bat an eye, because he knew the power of God. He knew the power of deliverance that God would have. He knew that it'd be foolish to rely on his own strength to get out of that situation. I think Daniel was an aged man at this time who had lots of wisdom. It didn't matter if they wanted to stop him praying, he was going to keep right on praying. He knew where that power was at. I think it's interesting. Daniel 6:23 says, "Then was the king exceeding glad." This is just right after, it was the next morning. It says, "Then was the king exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God." It was that simple. Because he believed in his God. He had faith. He was wanting God to show himself strong in his behalf. I think of David and Goliath, stories we know well as well. 1 Samuel 17:45 said, "Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." David wasn't coming in his own name. He knew where the power was at. He knew that any man who went out there on his own strength would not stand a chance. He knew the power of God. I think of Moses to the children of Israel. Deuteronomy 4:35 says, "Unto thee it was showed that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him." There is none else. There is nobody else that has the power to do. And Moses kept reminding the people. Deuteronomy 4:39, number of verses later again, it says, "Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God, in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else." I'm thankful for that. There is no other power but of God. God has all that power. Now I'd like to look at just a little bit at what are the things that may have caused King Asa's downfall. I look at myself and look at some of my own tendencies of how I seem to move away from the Lord. One of the things that I think of for myself that I struggle with is self-sufficiency. I suppose at least most of us battle that to some.
always has consequences. And my prayer is that I can be faithful to God and not become